The purpose of the Crime Beat is to educate and inform the public about some of the property crime trends occurring in South Delta and other files of interest. If you see anything occurring that you believe to be suspicious, call 911 for in-progress crimes and emergencies or 604-946-4411 for other assistance. Sa Wa Sen, April 10, 1200 block of 55th Street. A gray backpack found in the area. Items in the backpack include debit card, glasses, and currency. The owner can claim upon identification at police headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Owner must be able to provide description and details to confirm ownership. April 10, 1 Ferry Causeway. Staff reported a person locked themselves in the washroom and was unresponsive, believed because of drug consumption. On arrival, police found the person had exited the washroom, and when offered emergency health services, the person refused. Staff advised if person returns to contact police and a ban to the terminal can be issued by police. Person left the area by taxi. April 10, 1100 block of 56th Street. A loss prevention officer reported they had arrested a youth for shoplifting two items. Police and the youth's parents attended the store. As the store did not wish to press charges, the youth was released to the parents with a civil ban from the store for 6 months. April 10, Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. A purse found in the Sawa Senator area was turned into police headquarters. Police were able to contact the owner, who was provided with a file number and advised to arrange for pickup of the purse. April 12, Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they were the victim of fraud after paying $490 through PayPal for an iWatch which they purchased from Facebook Marketplace, and when they received the item it was a cheap plastic watch. An attempt to contact the seller found the account to be deleted. PayPal contacted but are unwilling to give a refund. Incident still under investigation for possible surveillance video from post office. April 12, 5000 block of Canoe Passway. Police received a report from a person indicating they had lost the permanent residency cards belonging to themselves and their family sometime on March 30 at the mall. Security and many businesses contacted but proved negative. File number provided for future reference. April 12, Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported they had responded to an advertisement on Facebook for anyone interested in learning about investing. As a result, they invested $25,000 in cryptocurrency, but have now been unable to contact the suspected fraudster. The suspect was also given access to the complainant's personal computer. Police to investigate and will consult with Cyber Crimes Unit. Latner, April 9, 5000 block of 47th Avenue. Report received of graffiti in the washrooms at Memorial Park. Police attended and found a large amount of racist and obscene graffiti painted with pink and black spray paint. No video surveillance or witnesses to the incident. Cost to rectify the damage is approximately $800. April 9, Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. Complainant reported that someone is impersonating their business and posting job opportunities. The complainant received several responses to the posting and was concerned there may be a loss of funds to the responders. Police forwarded the fictitious account to the Canadian Anti-Fraud Center. April 11, Fraser River. A security employee reported the theft of 25 copper caps from numerous floating barges. Each cap is worth approximately $300. Police attended and were informed the only access to the barges is by boat. No surveillance video in the area. Police uploaded a picture of a copper cap for members to be on the lookout for the stolen items. April 12, 4700 block of 80th Street. Complainant reported their white iPhone stolen from their workplace. The phone was left by the complainant in a bag in the lunchroom. No video surveillance available. The phone flagged on Canadian Police Information Center is stolen. April 13, Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. A citizen attended police headquarters and dropped off several shotgun shells and cartridges for disposal. All property accepted and lodged for disposal. April 13, Headquarters, 4455 Clarence Taylor Crescent. A citizen handed into police headquarters a wallet found at Lyons Park. Police were able to trace the owner of the wallet through banking information in the wallet. The owner was contacted and attended police headquarters and claimed the wallet.